This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Giving new meaning to the word persistent, Idaho Senator Larry Craig now says he won't leave his Senate seat before his term ends, even though a judge said no way to his request to withdraw a guilty plea. You'll recall that Craig was arrested for disorderly conduct as part of a sex sting in a Minneapolis airport bathroom. Meanwhile, another Republican senator, New Mexico's Pete Domenici, says he won't be running for office again next year because of a degenerative brain disease. Joining us now for more on This Week in Washington is NPR news analyst Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Alex.
Okay, so can you please explain this one to me? Senator Larry Craig says he'd step down if he wasn't allowed to overturn his guilty plea, and now he's calling takebacks. What gives?
Takebacks. It's like schoolyard.
It is.
Well, you know, what's funny is when he's on the floor right now, when he's talking to colleagues, and I include here Democratic colleagues, he is treated very well. Nobody is scorning him. Nobody is staying away from him. He is still a member of the club on the Senate floor. Democrats and Republicans treat him very well. The problem is that even though he has tremendous support from the likes of Arlen Specter, the senior Republican on Judiciary, who says that his behavior is sort of a misdemeanor and certainly not deserving of expulsion from the Senate, there's such a high political price to be paid for the Republican Party. Yesterday, after Craig made his announcement, for example, the Thursday noon discussion of Republican politics was canceled because Republican leadership, Mitch McConnell, don't want to deal with this issue. McConnell has said, you know, this is now going to be a matter before the Ethics Committee. And let me tell you, it's likely to be a televised matter before the Ethics Committee, which will bring all the more kind of derision and discussion of sexual behavior and homosexuality among Republicans into the public light, something that the Republican leadership absolutely wants no part of. So I imagine things are going to get a little hotter and all the nice treatment is going to go away for Senator Craig.
Let's turn now to Pete Domenici of New Mexico. As we mentioned, he's now joined the ranks of Republican senators who say they're not going to seek reelection. It sounds like it's kind of a grim time for the Republican Party.
Pete Domenici is such... Gosh, he's part of the woodwork here in Washington, you know, the former head of so many important committees, the Budget Committee in particular, where he was just he's a lion of Washington life for the last six terms he's been in here, six terms as a U.S. Senator. And now you have, it's not only him, but in a way, people I think of, Alex, as the old bulls of Washington, John Warner, Chuck Hagel, Wayne Allard. All these folks are leaving, and you know, they're all Republicans. So at the moment, you have nine House Republicans also who've announced their plans to retire. This, you know, given the fact that President Bush is unpopular, the war is unpopular, the landscape just looks so dire for Republicans going into the 08 cycle. It's not a radical prediction to say it looks as if you're going to see an increase in the number of Democrats in the Senate, in the House, and possibly in the White House.
Let's talk a little bit more about 08. We're beginning to hear word that Christian conservatives aren't too happy with some of the Republican presidential candidates. And some have said that if Rudy Giuliani or any other pro-choice candidate gets the nomination, they might well run their own third-party candidate. It's almost sounding a bit Ralph Nader-esque here. How do you think that might affect the race?
Well, I mean, that would be it. There would be no chance. I don't think the landscape looks very good for any Republican at this time. There were polls this week that showed that if Hillary Clinton were the Democratic nominee, she could defeat Rudy Giuliani, who at the moment is the leading Republican nomination. So if you throw in a third-party candidate, then they're just going to take votes away from the Republican, because I don't see that part of the electorate in having any degree of support for Hillary Clinton. So it just makes it all the more likely that a Democrat would win the White House.
NPR's news analyst Juan Williams, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Alex.